210,000 elderly and vulnerable people getting essential food delivered daily to their homes could be facing paying more for Meals on Wheels services. Already 10 of the country's 263 services, which are funded by government and voluntary contributions, have increased meal prices by €1.50. Up to now, those dinners cost as little as €4. 2.7 million meals are delivered nationally every year, and the rising cost of food and energy is blamed for the increases. The challenges facing the services will be outlined to the Minister for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler, at a special conference in Athlone later today. Cian McCormack reports.
I buried a wife and two daughters, so I have one daughter left and she's in Wicklow.
81-year-old Tom Collins lives alone.
How long have you been using Meals on Wheels?
Approximately a year. I got me a new hip, so I wasn't moving out for a while, so somebody mentioned it to me and that's what started it.
And what's good about it?
The variety of the food, I think, is good.
And as you can hear, Meals on Wheels means the world to him.
I pay 20 a week, 5 days a week. I only have to wash one mug in the morning, same mug in the evening.
Tom is one of 156 people who use Athlone Meals on Wheels every day.
I'd say our service in the last year and a half has increased by about 25%.
Mags O'Donnell is the manager of Athlone Meals on Wheels.
The COVID effect had an impact in that people weren't getting out, and then a lot of those people have stayed on the service because they were getting a decent meal for €4 or €5 a day, and it was cheaper for them to actually get this than actually go out and buy their shopping.
The 25% increase that Mags O'Donnell talks about, combined with the rising cost of living, means keeping the price of meals down is challenging.
Well, at the moment we see even just the costs of running the service, from buying the basics, from the veg, potatoes, the meat, everything has really increased in prices. And then the cost of our electricity and gas bills has also increased dramatically. So for us to continue with the service and not put up the price, because the people, the majority of people that are getting the service, they're already struggling. So we're trying to not increase our price, so to ease the burden on them.
Already this year, 10 Meals on Wheels services have increased the prices of their meals by as much as €1.50. Tracy Noon, coordinator of the National Meals on Wheels Network, which represents 263 of the services throughout the country.
So all the providers have been experiencing the increase in their food costs, and they are doing absolutely everything they can to absorb these rising costs without passing it on to the service user. But some of the providers have had to increase the cost of their meal for the first time in many, many years. Really, they're really trying their best to push it out as far as they can, but then it depends on the particular organisation. It depends on what kind of resources and funding, how many volunteers, how many paid staff, whether they have a premises. All those factors come into play. So then when they look at the overall picture, they're saying, is there any way that we can avoid putting an extra euro or euro and 50 onto the cost of the meal? On average, you know, and it's not consistent across the board depending on the size of the organisation and the structure of the meal that they deliver, but you could be talking, say, between 5-7 euro, depending, and like it just depends on what's been served. You could get a main course only, you could get a three course meal. It's very individual to each provider and the resources they have available to them.
Meals on Wheels providers the length and breadth of the country provide 2.7 million meals every year to 210,000 older and vulnerable people. But the cost of living crisis means people who traditionally didn't use the service are now looking to access it.
So some of the feedback that we are getting from some of our providers is that, you know, maybe homeless individuals are looking to see if they can access the service. Maybe some of the Ukrainian refugees, you know, families who are experiencing poverty. Now, they're looking to access the service. But, you know, providers are kind of restricted in the resources that they currently have. But an awful lot of our providers would be funded through the HSE. Some of them are funded through Pubble.
These challenges will be explained to the Minister of State for Mental Health and Older People, Mary Butler, at the National Meals on Wheels Network Conference in Athlone.
So it's great to have her there and to have that opportunity to highlight the current issues that are facing providers.
Max O'Donnell says the minister needs to hear more funding is required.
They should remember that by us providing a meal for people living in their home, we're helping alleviate the fact that they can still live in their home, that they don't have to go into nursing homes.
And Tom Collins, who we heard from earlier, is hoping Meals on Wheels will continue as normal well into the future.
It's very handy, like, you know, for me. Like, if I get the other hip down, I'll be immobile for probably 6 or 7 weeks anyway. But just long may it last, like, you know, because they're doing a terrific job, like, you know.
And that was Cian McCormack reporting there. And the Minister, Mary Butler, is expected to announce what she says is an additional $1.8 million in this year's budget, specifically to support the development and expansion of the Meals on Wheels service.